before March 13th, if you asked me what Zoom was, I would have had no idea.
My name is Jim Kelly. I teach high school social studies at Timberlane Regional High School in Plastow, New Hampshire.
My name is Beth Swartz, and I teach 7th and 8th grade Spanish at Richmond Middle School in Hanover, New Hampshire.
I'm Tim Heyman. I live in Plymouth, and I teach in Meredith, New Hampshire at Interlakes High School. And the things that I've learned from remote learning are not at all what I ever would have predicted.
Across the state, we've done a really good job coming together on almost no notice.
You know, as teachers, 90% of what we do, maybe more, is face-to-face.
When I'm looking at a Google Meet and all I see are the icons for students in front of me, I can't read them, I can't understand them, the temperature of the room doesn't change.
Doing a 180 to being 100% remote was really shocking at first.
The sense of community is gone.
My name is Christina LaRue, and I teach 7th and 8th grade, all subjects, at Mountain Village Charter School in Plymouth. I think one of the biggest takeaways is the increased flexibility that goes both ways. I haven't had any consequences if an assignment comes in late, if an assignment comes in 3 days late, if it comes in a week late. I'm just so happy to see that it's there.
My name is Sarah Marzinczyk. I teach first grade at Center Woods Elementary School in Ware, New Hampshire.
My name is Sarah Glass. I teach art in Hanover, New Hampshire at Hanover High School. You know, even before the shutdown, that's what I was hearing from students. What they were most worried about was being disconnected from their friends.
They've lost their people, whether it's their friends that they connect with at school, guidance counselors, coaches, club advisors, their classroom teachers. There's so much more about school than the academics.
It makes you realize just how fundamentally social school is.
I worry about the physical and mental health of all of us, of my students, colleagues, my family, and then there's the equity piece.
You hear people say things about how we are all in the same storm, but we're not all in the same boat.
There are students who simply cannot get online, or their connections are unreliable. Even my connection is sometimes unreliable.
I have a student in my class who lost her grandmother due to COVID. And, you know, when a parent loses their own parent, being able to do as much as we've asked families to do during remote learning just really isn't realistic.
What has surprised me the most about remote learning? Wow, a lot.
It has made my students and even my own kids talk about missing school.
What surprised me most about remote learning is the kind of unexpected gift of having us all get to know each other more as whole people, not just as students and teachers.
Seeing the students continue to learn and make progress and seem to have fun with assignments has been really great. And it just kind of reassures me that things are going to be okay.